Accession number 24187, Reel 1.
Mr. Percy, Reel 1. What's your date of birth, Mr. Percy?
25th of January, 1922.
And where were you born?
29 Warwood Street, Sunderland.
What did your father do for a living?
My father was a labourer, a shipyard labourer.
And did you have any other family?
I have my mother, my sister, and a brother. But I also had a stepbrother. That was my mother had been married twice, and her first husband was killed in the First War. He was in the West Yorkshire Light Infantry, and he got killed in 1917.
What was the area like that you lived in?
Oh, pretty well. It was central Sunderland, just side Crotty Road. There it was poor, and my mother used, because she was a widow. When I, just 2 years after I was born, she was made a widow. Like, my father died, and he died of TB. My mother had him at 11, because he named it, it was pretty rough. Well, her father was a master confectioner, and he taught her how to make confectionery. So she used to make toffee, sweets, things like that. And she used to sell them out of the house. Of course, in them days, they used to close their eyes to hygiene things, you know. And she used to get a medicinal business out of it. Of course, she used to get a bag full of toffee or bullseyes. Or, of course, you could make anything, cinder toffee, anything you liked. And she used to make statues in toffee of Charlie Chaplin's and different footballers, Ratio Carter. She used to make the footballers, and she used to sell lucky taties. And if you got a piece of paper saying you got that prize, you got the, wherever it was, Charlie Chaplin, or that's what you got. Sometimes you put sixpences in the lucky taties. It was just a toffee with cocoa on, and a little sixpence in grease post paper. That was hygienic, right, you know. And after we'd been there a while, I think I was about 5 or 6 years old, I went to Simpson Street School, just up the road, right, and my mother got a notice from the council, like, at the time, that she had to pack it in, because, you know, the hygiene and all of this, and kind of sell toffee from the... So she packed that in, and my mother had to take washings in after that. Well, when it was rainy days, my mother used to hang the washing up on the picture frames and that, inside the house. It's the only way we didn't get no money.
Life mustn't have been very easy for you.
No, we after my mother took the washings in, well, she had three kids to pay to keep, and herself, and all she got was... She got 10 shillings pension, you know, and she got 4 shillings for each of the each of us. And she had to, that would be, but my stepbrother wouldn't have been a war orphan, like, you know, he got a shilling or something more than what we got. So we got 4 shillings and he got 5 shillings. But she had to fetch us up on that, which was 10, well, it would be 25 shillings to fetch the family up. Well, she couldn't pay the rent in our times, and we were doing monthly frits. So if you couldn't, the private landlords in them days said, well, if you can't pay the rent, you've got to get out, you know. So what she used to do, she used to go to some other district in the town, Parian or somewhere like that, and get another house if you couldn't pay the debt. And we call it monthly flit, so we used to move it in that time. And I went to about 5 schools, because we were moving from place one place to the other. And it was awful, you know. We weren't the only ones. Huh? And I went there, I got school boots from the council there, for anybody what was orphans like we were, we got school boots, which put some of the other lads, you know, for where they usually got to school in the bare feet. And the school I went to where they were in bare feet was James William Street School down the east end at Sullivan.
We'll come to that in just a moment. The kind of houses, you see, you had several houses, of course. What kind of houses were they that you lived in?
Well, Warwick Street, where we lived, was one room, and my mother had a bed, and my father. That was when I just remembered, well, it was a long time ago. I was only about 2 years old when my father died. And what I can remember, they slept in one bed, and the children, me, my two brothers and my sister, slept in another bed. We slept 8 to 2. And blankets, we had army coats on, like, you know, top coats and clipping mats. You know, the clipping mats. We used to have clipping mats on to keep us warm. And when we moved from one place, or some of the places we moved to, one was in Villiers Street in Sunderland, and it was a private landlord, and we went in. We looked all right, but after we'd been there the day, there was wick with bugs, and they used to squash them. The blood used to... Anyway, my mother went and she put paraffin all over the bed because it was stale bed, you know. She chucked all the things out. Anyway, we finally got rid of the bug. That's things I can remember. And...
It must have been pretty tough areas, really.
It was very tough. I mean, everybody was do something to make money. You know, do anything. Well, my uncle used to go for coal at the same harbour, like, you know, up the heap, you know, the pit heap. And most people, when they get coal, they used to go to the same harbour on the tip and come back with 3 bags of coal, but they used to sell some of the coal to other people. And my mother used to buy a bag of coal off my uncle for, it was about 1 and 9 pence a bag of coal. And he used to go there all day to scrimp a bit coal, like, you know. But sometimes he used to have his good days and he got bad days. So there was one day, instead of getting the coal off the tip, which there wasn't any coal to get, like, him and another couple of lads took the coal off the railway, but they got caught. And they had to get up the court, like, you know. That was things I remembered about them. But they still went for coal just the same. I mean, it was a waste of time putting them in jail for that. They used to fine them about 5 shillings or something. And that was it.
Did you manage for clothing?
Well, my mother, she used to go to jumble sales, you know, well, from the rich people, like, right, and buy clothing from them, you know, and things what you could get. And sometimes I used to get it handed down from my brothers. But my mother used to patch our trousers, and I never had a coat, really. I don't think we had a jersey and a pair of shorts. I never wore underpants, and I didn't think I wore a vest. Can't remember wearing a vest, but we just had shorts and a jersey. When we went to school, we had a tie with on the jersey, and we had our hair cut right off. And we only had a piece hanging down here. My mother used to call it all off by the can-cans. The can-cans was a bit at the front. That's the way it used to be, right? But we were all the same, all the kids in our street.
Well, the food then, it must have been, you know, were you well fed?
My mother was a good cook. And in them days, my mother used to, she used to bake her own bread and everything. And she used to go and... She used to go to the place called Jetty White's. When in them days they couldn't keep the stuff like they can now, you know, the frozen stuff. So when it was getting about 5 o'clock, when it was getting closing time, if they had any left, they used to sell it on the cheap, like. So she used to get 2 pence of spare ribs and mutton broth and things like that. And a tuppenny rabbit, you know. Well, the rabbit would fed the five of us, like. This was the way it went. We were well fed, though, and even on a Sunday's dinner, I was always full, And I couldn't even eat my showers. Used to make rice pudding or semolina. And I was that full, I couldn't eat the rice pudding. So we were well fed. But my mother was a good worker. She was one of the best. And I never wanted for anything, really.
She must have led a pretty hard life.
Oh, she was. She was deaf, stone deaf. But and if there was anybody died in the street, she was the one that went down collecting for a race and things like that. She did it like that.
Well, did the church figure in your life?
No. We used to go to church. Like, we always were sent to Sunday school. I didn't get to have evening classes. We just went to Sunday school. And me other mates used to go to where we used to say, you know why they send us to Sunday school? So that they can have a kiss and cuddle in the afternoon while they were at school. Because sex would be hard to get with a load of kids now. And that's what we used to say. Like. But we used to go to Sunday school and they used to give it like a cigarette card for when you're attended. When you got 12, you got a bigger card, you know. And I got a picture to finish, because I was there when my mother used to force us to go to church. You know, you were forced to go to church, Sunday school. And this is it. But when I become 14, and I had to go to work, And that was it. So I went out to work.
Which church did you go to?
There was a church in Forster Street. I'm forgetting what it was. There was a church in Forster Street, Sidewell, just behind the station there. And I can't remember the name of the church, but it became a YMCA during the war. And I went in there during the war, and it was a YM. And
what was your neighbourhood like? Actual neighbourhood, your neighbours?
Clean. I mean, in them days, everything was clean. You know, all the neighbours were clean. And my mother used to, if anybody died, my mother used to go and lay them out. My mother used to lay them, you know, if anybody died, she used to go and help and lay them out. Because she never got any, you know. And if there was a birth, there was very few midwives and people used to help each other. And you could leave your back door open or your front door, and anybody used to help each other. If somebody died or somebody was ill, they used to kind of help each other. Well, the woman next door to us, and Mrs. Wilberforce, she looked after my sister when she was bad. She had pneumonia, and Mrs. Wilberforce looked after her. And they fetched her home. She's still alive today. So it's as where it was in them days. They helped each other. Not like now.
I suppose they'd call in if you were short of sugar, you went to your neighbour.
Oh, I went for a cup of sugar or anything like that. And there wasn't any, I'm sick of her. You know, there wasn't anything like that. I can't remember anything like that. And they always helped each other. And
but where did most of the men in your area work?
Well, when they were in work, like, because the shipyards was on and up, mostly up. And the best, the blokes what were in work was the miners. And they used to wear a white tie and all, you know. And we used to say, you got a penny, mister, you know. Because they were in work. If you were in work, you were rich. And the miners were rich to me, because my father, I didn't have my father. I can't remember my father, but most of the shipyard was. The sooner the ship was launched, they were out of work till the next one. And most of them had a pretty rough time. And they used to play marbles in the street, you know. And pitch and toss, and I used to work, and the men, and the women used to do most of the work, and the blokes, the men were just lying about, you know, playing cards or they still used to get in a pub, you know, because my father was dead then, but I used to say the little bit, and I used to say, well, the women did all the work, and the men just lying about, because it wasn't helpful, of course, about the work. And that's my life as a kid, you know. And that's what it was, rough.
And were they tough, hard people that lived in your neighbourhood?
Well, they were.
Were they tough and hard, the men of the area? Was there much, you know, fighting or arguing amongst them?
Not that I remember, no, I can't remember. One or two fights I'd seen, like, it was generally a scuffle, like, and the other lads used to stop it. But it was fair fighting. I mean, they used to stand up and, like, box. And if one went down, that was finished. There was no kicking or anything like that, a head button out like that. They just stood up, had a fight, and that was finished. One went and said, well, I've had enough, and that was it. So if he didn't go down, he might say, oh, I've had enough, and that was it. Another bloke, well, was finished. And that was the way it was.
What kind of games did you play as a very young child?
Well, the girls used to be mostly skipping, or with a ball against a wall, you know. And the lads used to play hide and seek, you know, used to play a game like deliver. Well, you had the box, and the bloke in the box, you know, on the pavement, like it was a box on the pavement. And you had to go out and find you. But if you could get back into that box without him catching you, that was called deliver. And there was another one where we used to have a piece of wood, and it was pointed, you know, it was a square piece of wood, like, and it was got a point at each side. And we used to hit it, and you used to bounce up, you know, and you used to hit it, and that's, you used to get five shots, or whatever you, they called a diver. When you toss this piece of wood down, it would add numbers on, 1 to 4, like, and you, if you got the 4, you got 4 cracks at it, but if you missed it, that was 1 shot going, like, and that was diver, just hide and seek and things like that.
You play in the streets, did you?
Yeah, just in the streets. Of course, when I was little, there wasn't much traffic. Although I did get knocked down twice. It was mostly cabs from the station. That was, instead of taxis, they had this horse and like a broom. And people used to get a horse and cart, like, it was a carriage, you know, horse carriage. That's how they used to get. Of course, we never used them, because it was only the tops what used them. That's about.
Did you fall out amongst yourselves as children? And
I used to fight with my two brothers. I mean, I used to hit my sister. And my brother used to hit me, and my stepbrother, my eldest brother, was my mate, really. He used to hit me, my brother. That's the way it used to go on. But we learned how to use ourselves, you know. I'm only little myself, like, but we're fighting my brothers and learned us how to box and things like that. So when I went in the army, I mean, I used to get bullied, but I used to fight back. But when you fight back with a bully and you give them a bit take, they never come back to you. So that's why my mother, when I was again, I was crying. I said, somebody's hit us. Your mother used to chase us. Well, go and hit them back. That's the way it was in our day.
How did your mother discipline quite a large family?
Well, she was deaf. And if you'd done something wrong, she'd give you the backhander. You know, boom. You know, she'd knock you flying, like. And my brother was the villain. My eldest brother was a bit of a villain, and he used to take some good items off my mother. But my mother was deaf. And not one of us swore in the house. And I could have swore she wouldn't have heard us, you know. But I never swore in the house. And that's the way your kids nowadays, you know, they're effing and blinding. When you get out my age, you say, well, I never done that. I'm sorry about that. I cannot understand kiddies nowadays, how they're fetched up. Ours was discipline, and we got it if we'd done something wrong. And a policeman, if we'd seen a policeman, we were frightened of him. Why we were frightened, the policeman was all right, really. But we were frightened. So, he's a copper, you know. And he used to be. Nowadays, I mean, the toss bricks had come. We weren't there. I mean, say that it was a different kind of life to what they have now.
Were you brought up to respect your elders?
Oh, yes, I. In fact, when my other relations, like their family, the man and wife, they had the dinner, and when they finished, the children got the dinner. That's the way it was. And you still said dad and mom, you know, but you were very strict and respectful to the man. If you backhanded them, you know, if you backhanded them, you got a right backhander. And you did get punished if you, you know, if you were one respectful. And if somebody come and said, your George has been cheeky, my mother used to tuck the stick to us, you know. But I mean, say nowadays, they say you're not allowed to hit a child, but we were brought up to respect, and they didn't spare the rod. And this is the way I look at things. And I've said, no, you can't touch a kid, you know. I mean, this is why I think there's so much trouble, and even the police are not allowed to do anything.
What if you had sickness in the family and you had to have a doctor?
Well, I can't remember. As regards myself, I think we had all the illness, chicken pox and things like that. My sister had it. And at the time when I was little, there was diphtheria, which was a killer. And if you got a sore throat, order, you whipped you straight to the parish doctor, because you couldn't afford, it was a parish doctor. And if you had a sore throat, you went to him. And but I was in school, with school, and there was quite a few lads died with diphtheria.
Did your mother and certainly the other families have to pay so much a week towards a doctor?
No, we went to a parish doctor.
That was like a doctor who would.
Yeah,
for the poor.
For the poor, we had a parish doctor. And that was up till I was 14. And my mother, she used to get the parish when I left school, your pension finished. And she had to get the parish. And they said how much she was going to get. And when my mother being deaf, I used to have to go with her to tell her what they'd said. And there was one time I took her, and the parish says, we'll give you one and ninepence. And they went, I said to him, well, you're getting one and ninepence. And she went, oh, she went blue. That's all you. And she lost her love. Of course, they ushered her out. But she only got the one and ninepence. It was, you know, to keep kids growing up, but they didn't raise the pension. And she had to get the parish, and the parish says, well, you'll give you one and ninepence. Well, she blew her top. And in fact, that ushered her out.
You, what age did you start school?
I started school at 5.
And which school did you go to?
Oh, didn't tell me. I went, the first school was, Green Terrace School in the town, which wasn't very far from me, where I lived. And we couldn't pay the rent. And the next school I went was Simpson Street School, up in Pallion. And then from Pallion, I went to, I think it was Deptford Terrace School. That was I was getting a bit older. I couldn't pay the rent again, so we went down to the East End, where the rough quarter of the town was, where the boxers all used to live. Jack Casey and a lot of the boxers used to be good boxers, I think. And there was a rough quarter, and we lived amongst the Catholics. We were Protestants and they were Catholics. It was a mixture. And we used to fight between each other, but there was no really bad. And that's a school where most of the, well, a lot of the kids used to go to school in the bare feet. And when I had, I got school boots when I may be an orphan, like, they were from the boots from the council, like, and forgetting what they called. I did have a, what council it was, you know, but I'm forgetting the name. I forget
what,
my name.
What memories have you of school? What was life like at school in those days?
Well, I was pretty good. You were frightened of some of the teachers, you were frightened of. No, I was pretty bad at maths. We call it arithmetic. You got a jotter, a composition book, an arithmetic book. And when you got them, you had to put brown paper on them, you know, keep them clean. And I was good at dictation, I was good at composition, writing, and I was fairly good at other things, but I was bad I was all right on my times table, and then I got long division, and it wasn't bad, but then I was getting a lot of stuff, like, you know. Not all that really intelligent, you know. But I was, when I got something wrong, I was frightened to ask the teacher to help us. Because he would hear a clip. You'd never been listening. And he'd get the cane, or he'd wrap you across the knuckles, so that you became frightened to ask. Anyway, I didn't have a father. My father was dead, and my mother was deaf. So they couldn't help us at home. Sometimes my brother couldn't be bothered with us. My elder brother was a good scholar. But me and my other brother, we weren't so good.
So the dish the cane thing and the physical
punishment
out.
Oh, yeah. If I didn't get the cane each day, I was something wrong. But there was sometimes, it wasn't my fault. Like, we used to sit two at a desk. And ink wells and pens and things like that. And that was, they used to, if you blotted the paper, the ones, if you blotted the, well, you got the cane. And if he talked to me, well, I didn't talk to him, but he talked to me, like, whispering, and the teacher saying, yeah, the two of us went out, and I got the cane as well as him. And it was always three canes. Just put your hand out, like, and it used to sting, and that was corporal punishment in them days. But I mean, you didn't do it again, like, you know. That's where school was. But I've always said that I've been a poor scholar because I was frightened to ask the teacher, and my mother was deaf. If I'd had a dad, my dad would have probably helped us. So there you are.